So the mic now goes to Jessica McElroy.
Thank you. What will you do to improve safety conditions for cyclists, especially at the most dangerous junctions?
Val, do you want to carry on with that one?
I think one of the things that is wrong with the cycling superhighways was great concept, badly delivered. And the bit of it that was badly delivered was that when it gets difficult, when there is a conflict of priorities, the cycle superhighway disappears and protection disappears. Do I see some heads nodding? I mean, Ken and I walked around the Bow Roundabout and we couldn't believe it, how ridiculous the whole thing was. I think we have to review the cycling superhighways that we've got and actually install proper priority for the cyclists where it gets difficult. I think we need to be piloting, and this is in the manifesto, advanced left turn lights for cyclists, because that obviously seems to be a particularly dangerous location for people at the junctions. And I think we do need to start extending cycle networks, and again, it's in the manifesto, all over London, not just for commuter cyclists, but everywhere in London, because experienced cyclists are also safer cyclists, and we're not giving people enough experience. You know, you're either kind of cycling the park like me, because I'm not very good at it, or you're a lycra clad, you know, and you kind of go for it. And it'd be really nice, there's a lot more people like me, you know, who can hold my own on a bike, could actually have a chance to cycle safely around London in order to build my experience. But we ought to be able to do that.
Lovely, Val. Thank you. Caroline.
Yeah, I think there are a number of things we need to do, and I have to say it's because of the work of the London Assembly that the current mayor is reviewing the junctions across London. When I first raised it in November, he said it was absolutely fine and safe to, you know, cycle around the Elephant and Castle, you just have to have wits about you or whatever it was, he said. And he said you didn't need to review junctions at all. After more and more pressure and tragically more and more deaths on the roads, all four parties, we put pressure on him, and he has now at least started TFR reviewing these dangerous junctions. So that is the value in making sure you vote for the Assembly as well as the Mayor, I have to say, in 4 weeks' time. But actually, we want to do things. Installing Trixie mirrors are very cheap at dangerous junctions. We now have the authority to do that from the DFT. It's something very simple we can do that really would help making sure we can see cyclists on the roads. Retrofitting HGV vehicles, making sure the lorries on our road are safe and has some of the safety equipment installed. There's a huge campaign going on through our Parliament, but also through the European Parliament. And I've been doing work with MPs and MEPs to try to make sure we can retrofit these vehicles, and through all the contracts that TfL and City Hall lets, actually you can put in tight conditions on the vehicles that are going to carry spoil or goods around for you to make sure they have this safety equipment fitted. We'd review all the junctions, we'd start putting the money in to make them safer. And what I want to do is see far more listening with road users, far more listening to cyclists. We've seen the excellent work the LCC has done, feeding in really practical suggestions to make roads safer, as well as Living Streets campaign for better transport and others. And time and time again, they've been ignored. So I want to make sure you really have a say at the table. And wider than that, I want across the whole transport network, Oyster card users, to have a far bigger say. And I also want to make sure we can help people start cycling by having really good training, because actually we may all have done our cycling proficiency when we're at school. To get back on the bike, if you haven't been on a bike for years, to get back on a bike on London roads, actually a bit of training, a bit of support in your community, I think is really essential, and we would make sure we increase training across London.
Jenny.
I expect some of you heard the argument that went on between Ken and Boris about the tax affairs and so on, and it sort of kicked off at an LBC radio hustings this week, or whatever week it was. I'm losing track of the day. It was this week. It was a long week. And actually, Ken made a much more serious allegation to Ken, because Ken said Colville Ranger was in a meeting about Bow Roundabout where traffic engineers from TfL said, you know, well, this is what LCC wants. They want a much safer junction. And Ken alleged that Colville Ranger actually said, no, we've got to keep the traffic moving. And that's why the Bow Roundabout. That was a really serious claim. That didn't come out at all. Why not? I don't understand. And in fact, the changes that...
hasn't come out.
The fact that Bow Roundabout is going to be improved for cyclists, but it will not be improved for pedestrians. Pedestrians at the moment are virtually, you know, you can't use, you can't move between those different roads if you're a pedestrian. And I'm not quite with Val about the left turn, because I think there are inherent dangers with that, but I think there are better, there are other methods that we could use instead. And in fact, at Bow Roundabout, they've got a really good idea, which is, it's like a giant advanced stop line, except there's traffic lights for the motorised traffic, and then cyclists go through, and they have their own set of traffic lights in this much bigger advanced stop line, and it means that the cyclists go first. I mean, they only need probably not even 5 seconds to actually go first before all the motorised traffic. But and you can't do that on every road. But even if we policed the advanced stop lines that we've got at the moment, that would be progress. The number of times I've seen vehicles drive in when the lights are red, which is illegal, and of course, I've even seen police cars doing it. And I've not, you know, I knock on the windows very politely, and they wind them down at first to find out what I'm talking about. And as soon as I say, you know, do you know that's an illegal manoeuvre? And they just wind the window up again and drive. So I would urge all cyclists actually to be polite to any police cars doing that. Get their numbers and tell me about them, and I will personally sort them out.
Can well, you could do what I did. Or just do what I did last week when I found one. You take a photograph of it and stick it on the Twitter sphere. There you go. Yeah. There we go. That's good.
Could I just say one thing that Dick said earlier about... He said, oh, the government's giving Boris Johnson loads of money and all that sort of thing. Yeah, of course, they're trying to bribe us to vote Tory. You know, of course. Do you think the money's going to be there next year when they don't want him doing very well as mayor, so he's going to get back in charge of the Tory party? But for this review of 150 roundabouts, do you know how much they gave? They gave £9 million. Now, £9 million sounds a lot of money. When you're reviewing 150 roundabouts, that is peanuts.
I think it's peanuts because it's a typo. I think it's 15, actually.
15, one five. Yeah.
Even if it's 15, it's still not enough.
It mentions 150 and 15 in the manifesto.
Oh,
it does, I'm afraid. Yes.
Sorry about that.
Good point.
It's
Richard.
Still not enough.
No. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, we've got a lot more cyclists than we had even 10 years ago, let alone even more years. The review is happening, and I mean, I'm glad to hear, I think it was Caroline who said, all four parties did indeed get stuck in about this, because we heard so many horrible stories about dangers to cyclists, and of course, obviously, the really very unfortunate deaths of cyclists because of the situations. And I think the view is shared by my colleagues. I've said for a long time that we needed some more politicians on the board of TfL because, frankly, some of the arguments that we were having, I mean, I know it suits to say, well, it was all Boris's fault because he was the chairman of TfL, and sure enough, of course, some arguments should have been made. But, frankly, it was when we all lined up and started talking to the TfL engineers that there was this movement. And it is a very good thing now that this review is happening, because it very clearly, I'm not a cyclist. I mean, I can ride a bike, but I haven't ridden one. I'd much rather travel on public transport, frankly. But I mean, I do believe that the conditions have got to be much safer. Now there are so many cyclists on the road. And so I'm very pleased that this review is happening. By the way, I hope that you've got all the evidence you need for that slanderous remark about Colby Ranger. I mean, you're saying it was Ken who said it, are you? I mean, I think you've got to be very careful.
Matter of record.
You know, this is a public meeting.
Matter of record.
Well, that's all right, Jenny, yeah.
Yes.
She was reporting what was said and asking why it hadn't been answered.